Hey folks, how you doing today? What I want to talk about right now is what I'd call bumper sticker hypocrisy. I'm always in a state of shock at the rudeness of some drivers. It seems that people think that the very laws of nature change when they get behind the wheel. They seem to think the universe suddenly starts revolving around them when they're on the highway. With some people, you just naturally expect them to be rude. With others, though, it comes as a complete surprise. The second group I call bumper sticker hypocrites. Have you ever noticed all the bumper stickers with inscriptions such as, my boss is a Jewish carpenter, or got Jesus, or my favorite, in case of rapture, this car will be empty. Have you never noticed that some of the different window decals and tailgate ornaments depict a fish or a fish swallowing the Darwin fish with legs, or the picture of a little boy with the same little boy that you usually see on pickup windows relieving himself upon a Ford, a Chevy, or a Dodge. We see him kneeling before a cross. Have you ever been cut off by a rude driver, and when his minivan slows down in front of you, you can read, "What would Jesus do?" on the bumper sticker? Have you ever been, given a rude gesture by a woman with a fish on her bumper? Have you ever been driving the speed limit and watched a car pass you by like you're standing still, and driven a little further along and read his "Got Jesus" bumper sticker as he's pulled over by the highway patrol? Or how about this one? There's one time I'm in line at a convenience store, and a man in front of me was buying a couple of cases of beer. He left in the store, and then as I bought a cup of coffee, I was leaving the store. I saw the same man. He's stocking up this ice chest in the back of his pickup truck with all the beer. And can you guess what his bumper sticker read? His bumper sticker read, "In case of rapture, this truck or this car will be empty." Of course, there will be no rapture. I don't believe in premillennial doctrine. It's certainly unscriptural, unbiblical. It's a twisting and a wrangling of the scriptures to come up with some kind of secret rapture where the Lord is going to return in secret. We see nothing like that in the scriptures. But anyway, that's off the topic. But even still, if I was to see this truck driving erratically down the road, I wouldn't think that, well, he's been raptured. And I was like, no, he's been drinking that beer out of his ice chest. That's what I would think. And so what does all of this mean? What's the big deal here? I find it interesting that people feel the need to advertise their spirituality by displaying these types of religious symbols and phrases on their cars. Isn't it ironic how some people profess by the bumper sticker that they are spiritual, yet they drive like the devil? I'm reminded of Jesus' scathing remarks about the hypocrites and their similar displays of spirituality in Matthew 6, verse 5 and verse 16. Jesus condemns these displays of outward spirituality in the avenue of public prayers and fastings. And it says, "And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to stand in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men." It's not saying it's wrong to pray in public, but the way they were doing it in such a way to draw attention to themselves, "Look at me, look how spiritual I am." And in verse 16, he says, "Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, and disfigure their faces, and they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." Their reward is to receive the glory of men. Again, Jesus is not condemning the act of praying or fasting, but the hypocritical attitude possessed by those who want to appear to be spiritual. The motive behind spiritual things must always be the glorification of God and not the glorification of self. And I'm not saying that everybody that has a religious type bumper sticker on their car is being hypocritical. But if you're going to wear the t-shirt or you're going to wear the bumper sticker, then you need to be acting right, or else you bring discredit upon God, you bring discredit upon the church. And so why do people have these types of stickers and ornaments on their car? Is it because they are truly spiritual, or because they want to appear so out of another motive? Again, not everyone who does these things or puts these things on their car is insincere. Nevertheless, would they not do better to show their spirituality in other ways? If we're truly to glorify, to be spiritual and to glorify our Father in heaven, then we ought to know or ought to show it by our actions and not simply by putting on a sticker or a t-shirt. You know, if we let our light shine in our chaste and pure lives, showing our devotion to God in obedience to His will, then truly He will be glorified and we will stand justified. Anyway, just some thoughts for today. Thank you.